With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Riding the Trump coattails, three in the Buckeye State.
Cleveland businessman Bernie Moreno won Ohio's Republican Senate primary just days after former President Donald Trump visited the state to boost his endorsed candidate in a three-way race that remained competitive to the end. Moreno will face off against three-term Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown. Brown is a staple of Ohio politics, but is also amongst the year's most vulnerable Democrats. Democrats hold a tenuous 51-49 voting majority in the U.S. Senate, but are defending more seats than Republicans. And Ohio has trended Republican in recent years. Senator Brown's seat is expected to be a top GOP target. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And in California, Republican state lawmaker Vince Fong has advanced to a May runoff to decide who will complete the remainder of the term of former U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Also at SRNNews.com, as the southern border remains wide open.
A federal appeals court puts a Texas immigration law back on hold. Late Tuesday night, a three-judge panel at the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals voted 2-1 against an earlier ruling from another panel that put the law titled SB 4 in effect. SB 4 would allow Texas police to arrest illegal immigrants. Arguments are set to be heard this morning on Texas' request to put the law back into effect. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
North Korea claiming a successful test of a solid fuel engine for its new type intermediate range hypersonic missile, more powerful, harder to detect missile. With the official arrival of spring comes the launch of the Major League Baseball season. The LA Dodgers and the San Diego Padres playing the first regular season game in South Korea. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 27 points. NASDAQ futures are off 9 points. This is SRN News. The crisis in Haiti is putting Christian missionaries in danger.
The Caribbean nation has never been a particularly safe place for the spread of the gospel, but with the outbreak of a kind of civil war between violent gangs there, Haiti is positively deadly right now. Numerous Christian organizations provide relief and gospel preaching in the country, and some have had to evacuate. Other ministries are trying to hang on amidst the mayhem, and it may soon be impossible to remove them at all until calm is restored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A member of Congress calling on the Biden administration to take action over the persecution of Christians in Vietnam. Republican Michelle Steele of California has written a letter to the State Department urging that it designate Vietnam a country of particular concern, something that the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom supports. Vietnam is a communist country and is officially atheist. Christianity is also associated with the U.S. The Communist Party has not forgotten the war. This is SRN News. Punishment for a medical professional who played a role in the deadly opioid epidemic.
Nurse practitioner Jeffrey W. Young Jr., who called himself the Rock Doc, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for illegally prescribing thousands of doses of opioids, including oxycodone and fentanyl. Federal prosecutors said the prescriptions were given in return for money and sex. Young, who was sentenced in federal court and was convicted about a year ago, operated a clinic in Jackson, Tennessee. Young was among 60 people indicted in April 2019. Authorities said the defendants included 53 medical professionals tied to some 350,000 prescriptions and 32 million pills. I'm Norman Hall.
A Georgia man convicted of killing an ex-girlfriend 30 years ago is scheduled to be put to death today. It will be Georgia's first execution in more than 4 years. More details at SRNNews.com.